Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here on Brian and Company Mondays at 8:50 for the Connecticut Business Blend. Again, you can go to hartfordbusiness.com. They got a whole bunch of good stuff. First and foremost, Greg, how are you this morning?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I've talked a lot about the Connecticut Sun. I won't give you my hot take in case you haven't heard it, but because I want yours first. You wrote an editorial in your publication and website on it. What do you think should be done with the Connecticut Sun?
Yes, I mean, first of all, I think the Connecticut Sun in Hartford would be a good success. I think that would be ultimately a good move for the state and the team long term. But, you know, my opinion is the state really shouldn't get overly involved, especially a $100 million commitment from the pension fund. It's I did a little research. It's pretty unprecedented for a state pension fund to get involved in an investment in a team like this. There's a couple of examples. And one is the Toronto pension fund. They used to have a stake in the Toronto Maple Leafs franchise. They sold it eventually. And then the Arizona pension system bought a stake in a British soccer club. And then there was two others, Maryland, Oregon. They invested in a fund that invests in sports franchise. So it's kind of an unprecedented thing. You know, Connecticut's pension fund has had a shaky history as it is. Now, it could be a long-term investment. I think the WNBA is obviously growing right now. A lot of it was the Caitlin Clark effect. But, you know, I do think it'll grow it. So it could be a good investment. I'm just not sure that it's in the state's expertise to be owning a sports franchise. And it's better off left with, you know, that private group try its best, put up its best offer, and let's see where the sort of chips fall.
I don't know if I've asked you this. Do you know Mark Lazary? Have you ever met him?
I've never met him, no. And, yeah, we've tried to interview him. You know, that's another unfortunate thing. You know, if this investor group, you know, get in front of the camera if they're, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them in a press conference with Governor Lamont, you know, the mayor of Hartford. Where is this big push? Are these investors all that interested? If, you know, they're not even going to talk to the press, or they're not going to get to do a big press conference with the governor. I don't know. It's a bit odd. So yeah, I'd like to see a bigger marketing push from this investor group combined with the governor. And you know, the governor is trying, you know, behind the scenes to make this deal. And you know, he did propose the pension fund, so they're trying. But I'd like to see the faces of this investor group. Who are they? Who else is involved? You know, get out there and cheerlead for this if you're really that into it.
Yeah, I've been saying that for weeks. I mean, because it makes you doubt the veracity of the quote-unquote offer if they're not trying to champion it. I really don't understand that at all. It's sometimes when it's quiet. Go ahead.
Yeah, it also makes me wonder if, you know, if that offer maybe included from the start $100 million investment from the pension fund. Is that part of the offer you know, that we're looking at? And maybe that's why this private group doesn't want to talk into it now.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that private group should be out there, but unfortunately it hasn't been. And so, yeah, I also think there have been references to the Hartford Whalers. I don't think this is the, you know, this is Hartford losing the Whalers. The Connecticut Sun is not quite, and I make this point in my column. The Connecticut Sun, you know, it's a good franchise. You know, it's good to have them in the state. But, you know, I wouldn't put this on equal footing to Hartford losing the Whalers,
yeah.
The Connecticut Sun losing, you know, Connecticut losing the Connecticut Sun. So I do think the Lamont administration is sort of overestimating that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's not as much of a public outcry, that's for sure. Although people weren't supporting the Whalers. People forget they weren't filling that place before they left. Greg Bordonaro of the Hartford Business Journal joining us here for the Connecticut Business Blend. A lot was made last week of this big investment in New Haven. And I have a bigger question potentially for you, and it might be the only other thing we cover here. But what is this $50 million blah, blah, blah in New Haven? What is it about?
Yeah, so this is part of the Innovation Clusters program. You know, these programs have all sorts of names. It's part of sort of Governor Lamont's sort of shift in strategy and how he wants to use sort of state money to invest in economic growth. You remember the Malloy administration, a lot of money went to individual companies, whether it was the first five, the first 10, and then the Small Business Express, money going to individual companies. Honestly, that strategy proved to be problematic in a lot of respects. Companies, you know, took the money and, you know, they went out of business or, Cigna got a big investment, and that pissed off Aetna, which, you know, was one of the factors that made the Aetna CEO want to relocate the headquarters to New York. So when you're picking winners and choosers in that respect, from a company perspective, it's problematic for government. Lamont has wanted to invest more in economic development and industries to broaden and have a larger effect of that money. So that's sort of what this Innovation Clusters program is. It's a $100 million program meant to invest in sort of cities and key industry growth industries for the state. So there were three finalists for this money, $100 million overall: New Haven, Hartford, and Stamford. It looks like New Haven is going to get the biggest chunk of this money, $50.5 million that was announced last week. That's going to go into some infrastructure investment into their downtown crossing development. Also, a lot of it going into their life sciences industry. There's going to be funding for early stage startups and a lot of investment now into this quantum technologies, which is sort of super fast computing, which New Haven, Yale in particular, is really focused on this area. There's a new nonprofit, Quantum CT, that's going to be sort of organizing the development of quantum technologies both at Yale and UConn. So it's quantum technologies, life sciences, and there's going to be a bigger investment in those areas and some infrastructure upgrades. And then the question next is, so how much money is Hartford and Stanford going to get? Most likely both will get some money, and they're both trying to create AI innovation centers. Stanford's working with UConn, and Hartford's also working with UConn. They're also working with private developers to use some of that money for some development as well, like a hotel in Hartford as well. So,
do you think this is a question? I don't know, it's too big a question for 2 minutes' time, but with Yale there and other elements, and maybe a little bit, I don't know, it seems like more of a core of residential life. Like, should more of the focus be on New Haven rather than Hartford?
I think the argument could be made there. Yes, but the thing with it, so in New Haven, if you look at the sort of the apartment markets, for example, New Haven apartments get built without any subsidies. Hartford requires subsidies for all of their apartment developments, including market rate or luxury. So the private sector is willing to invest in New Haven, whether the state's involved or not. So in that respect, yes. So Hartford needs those sort of subsidies in terms of the apartment development. But in terms of life sciences and quantum computing, is the prospects in New Haven greater than the prospects of sort of AI in Hartford? I'd probably agree with that, yeah. And Stanford arguably is the most powerful business center in Connecticut right now. So should more money go to Stanford than even New Haven?
Yeah. Hey, listen, real quick. We have Sikorsky with a big deal and also more reduction in newspaper capacity. Which one's more interesting? You can take one of them.
Looking at the newspapers, three newspapers in Connecticut: Bristol Press, New Britain Herald, Willimantic Chronicle, owned by a Rhode Island company. They're reducing their print count to by a day, so they're going to be printed 5 days a week instead of 6 days a week. You know, this is reflective of the overall changes in the newspaper industry, and Connecticut's industry in particular has struggled. There's been a lot of consolidation with Hearst buying up a lot of the newspapers, newspapers cutting back on the number of days they print. So just, more challenges for the news industry in a much more consolidated industry in Connecticut than it's ever been.
All right, Greg, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Greg Bordinaro from
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.